Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're stripping it down with the two trades, the Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys. He's not going to be included as part of that fire sale. I didn't think he'd get traded to the Steelers because Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson had a very frosty relationship in New York last year, where they seemed to be at odds with each other pretty much the entire season.
Still weird to me.
But it is good that he's staying with the Jets, because that means another AFC contender is not going to get him. And I think he's a pretty good wide receiver. He just needs
a quarterback
to work with.
I think if he's on the right team with the right system, right quarterback, I think he would be... You're going to laugh at this.
Yeah.
I think he's like a top 12 to 15 wide receiver.
No, I'm not going
to
laugh. I might...
If Garrett Wilson
snicker, but not a laugh.
If Garrett Wilson was in a better spot schematically and everything else, I think he's pound for pound actually a better player than DK Metcalf.
Oof.
I'd put him ahead of Metcalf. Two very different kinds of players, but I just like the way Wilson plays.
All right, we do have a breaking trade here. The Saints, this is relevant to the Steelers. It's 4:01, so that means all the trades have happened.
Oh, yeah.
The Saints have traded former first-round pick Trevor Penning to the Chargers. Trevor Penning is the offensive lineman that some Steelers media people thought
they were going to
grab. The Steelers would take in the Kenny Pickett draft,
mm-hmm,
and thought that the Saints might end up taking Pickett, and then Penning would have been in Pittsburgh, and it was like a trading places scenario potentially. So he will likely go there, and Kyle Duggar can start immediately for the Steelers. I would guess this guy is probably going to play against the Steelers on Sunday.
I mean, the Chargers need somebody.
Badly.
They're in a very bad way at tackle. God, where did Penning go and why can't I remember it? It was a random school, wasn't it?
Northern Iowa.
That's right. I knew it wasn't an FBS program, and I could not remember which one it was.
Ernie, the Cowboy fan, says Cowboys are currently in trade talks with the Dolphins in regards to safety Minkah Fitzpatrick. How do I know that? Because there are Steelers media members who are falling for tweets like that.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they are. Well, I got to say, if this
Steelers love shopping, window shopping,
yeah,
baby.
If this is it, I'm going to be pretty bummed out.
Done?
That nothing happened.
I'm not happy that they didn't do anything. But I'm going to do the Starkey.
Why?
One finger up in the air, because I had a feeling. I had a feeling when he said Valdez Scantling, he's just a practice squad guy, that it was actually misdirection and that they weren't going to do squat.
We'll wait to see if there's any.
There could be a late trade. Yes, the league has to approve it, et cetera.
Nikki Habvala, who covers the Commanders for The Athletic,
mm-hmm,
just tweeted out that Washington's done. That means they kept Deebo Samuel.
Ryan Scarpino, who used to work for the Steelers, has posted a Willy Wonka gif that just says, "You get nothing. Good day, sir."
He loves to troll Steelers fans, man, now that he's left
the
warm bosom of
He trolls specifically a very narrow band of Twitter Steelers fans who have like names that are like Ramsey Berg and stuff like that, and like Austin, you know, all like themed based on current Steelers players.
Yeah.
And I do love his trolling, because he just makes fun of the
all
people
right
who react to every Steelers move like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
How about this tweet from Damashek that just came down? He writes, and with that, we can now confirm the 2025 Steelers were officially not all in. I think he's right. They still have a wide receiver two hole. They filled it when they traded for Metcalf. They reopened it when they traded Pickens to Dallas. I think the hope all along was maybe between now and the trade deadline, they find something to plug it with. And all they got was MVS, who Mike Tomlin made sound today, like made it sound like he was just a warm body.
Do you agree with me that at the very least Tomlin lied about Rodgers, claiming Rodgers had nothing to do with MVS being signed? I just think that's completely full of it.
I just think he said it that way because he doesn't want it out there that Aaron Rodgers has some kind of like clout within the organization where he's influencing personnel moves.
But what like an obscene, what an absurd thing to want to like cover up or try to minimize. You've talked at length, if you're Mike Tomlin,
know,
about
that,
how desperately you tried to
I
get
know,
him here.
But that had such a negative connotation last year when Aaron Rodgers with the Jets turned out to be more than just a quarterback and was also
okay, but that,
personnel man.
We're frustrated that the Steelers didn't do anything. They're run by at least competent professionals who've been around, not a kid named Brick, which is why the Jets thing was such a joke.
Dolphins are done. So Jalen Waddle not getting traded. Minka Fitzpatrick not getting traded, per Adam Schefter.
And now with no moves for the Steelers, guys like our friend Stoner Johnny on YouTube, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with, saying it's time to embrace the roster that you've got. Man.
Time to embrace a wide receiver who tried to leapfrog a guy with 3 minutes left in the game up 10 points because he wanted to create a sick highlight video.
Do you know? Want to know what's funny? I'm not saying Roman right. Wilson had some great game, obviously, up until that point. If he doesn't do that, just the way I think we are wired in this town,
yep.
I think people randomly feel a lot better about him. It's just one play that has, understandably, turned public sentiment way back, you know, several notches on this guy.
Hoagie, Omar Khan no longer gets the benefit of the doubt from me. He has not helped this team at the deadline the last few years.
The people he cons are the Steelers fans.
Jeez.
Wow. And Hoagie's been getting into that YouTube chat and getting after it today, too. He's frustrated. He wanted Waddle. No Waddle.
Professional tennis coach and Pirates media member, Cody Duncan.
Does he still do the Pirates thing? Or is he just more of like a Pirates Twitter personality?
How did Omar Khan manage to do less at the trade deadline than what Ben Cherington did this past summer? That's an impressive yet embarrassing accomplishment.
I mean, technically, he did less in terms of actions, but the Pirates deadline was awful.
But the Pirates deadline actually didn't turn out as bad as we thought, because Falter went to Kansas City and did suck.
Didn't the guy they got back in that deal actually like rake in the minors randomly enough? Yeah,
they got plenty of guys that rake in the minors.
I know, but like we all laugh. Donnie, to be fair to what Pony's saying here, Falter stunk, which I was surprised by.
Yeah.
And that light hitting, like, you know, whatever, A ball first baseman somehow came over here and did just rip it up, which is funny. Why is Cody, what is he doing?
They also just didn't trade like very three obvious.
Remember, they
guys
kept
they
IKF
could trade
on
and claim that nobody in the league wanted any of
them.
Well,
no, they kept IKF on reportedly. From what was out there, because they thought his leadership was really important.
And then just gave him away.
Then just let him
at
go.
At the end of August.
Genie, you're free.
The Jets did not want to trade Breece Hall inside the division. Because what Diana Russini is saying.
Because
presumably
the Patriots maybe would have wanted him?
Because they're allergic to playing Travion Henderson.
Right.
Because they openly want to spite all your fantasy football teams, I
pretty
think is
much.
What you said.
God, I lost by a point, less than a point last night, too, in the Greensburg League, Donnie.
I got to say, the reason why you're not hearing, like, vitriol and venom from me here on Khan, and if our fans want to freak out and say, screw this guy, terrible job by the Steelers at the deadline, this is a, you know, horrible execution of the deadline, GM did a crappy
job. If you want to say what Hoagie did.
928-9370,
the people
fine.
He cons are the Steelers fans.
The reason why I'm not flipping out, though, is because very few teams did anything.
But doesn't that sort of underscore that if he had wanted to be aggressive, he could have gotten
a
big step up?
They were acting aggressive. They were calling about different players.
You're right, Pony. Well,
What did Cabali say? Why didn't those trades get made, Don?
Price just isn't right.
They were
What's
so close.
What's the price? We want to give you nothing and you give us something? Was that the kind of deal?
Yeah, was it the old Jose
was searching for?
Jose Tabata for Mike Trout, who says no?
Can I interest you in this, as you like to say, gently used conditional seventh round pick?
Right. Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Fan Outlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 16 minutes after the trade deadline, deals have trickled in, sometimes even a half hour after the deadline in the past. Nick Faribault from Penn Live reporting the Steelers stood pat. They did nothing. He's the only person I've seen with that, but he's saying they stood pat. So we're not, don't hold out hope for something else. There isn't anything. They're done. They did nothing. They were aggressively pursuing guys, and that didn't help. They came away with
They would probably say the Duggar thing constitutes a trade deadline deal because it happened reasonably close to the deadline in terms of days, and they'd probably puff their chests, I would say, about that because they feel like it went so well. He played, what, all but one snap in the game?
But Mike Tomlin made it sound today like there was possibly more coming. He could have...
What does Mike also do in his press conferences?
Lie. Yeah. He could have said we...
I think he lied twice. The first time was a lie where it was he might have thought something would happen. It turned out to be a lie. That was the I love shopping, implying that there was maybe something else coming down the pike. And then I think he lied about MVS.
So I want to ask you about that then. So you honestly think Marquez Valdes-Scantling over the next 2 months is going to get snaps like a number two wide receiver? I don't think so.
I don't think necessarily he's going to get snaps like a number two, but he's going to play, and I think they're going to utilize him and say, well, this is how we tried to improve our receiving
core. Does he play more than Scotty Miller?
Yes.
Does he play more than Ben Skoranek?
Ooh, that's a good one. Probably not. He's probably a situational
player. Does
he play
more than Roman Wilson?
Yes.
Does he play more than Calvin Austin?
No.
So he's their fourth wide receiver?
Yes, and the only reason I say Skoranek plays more is because you know they're still going to want to run the ball.
So... Tomlin didn't want to go out and get somebody else because they found a number four wide receiver?
Well, no, I think that they get MVS in here, and internally maybe, as much as you and I might disagree with it, Don might disagree with it, listeners might, they might feel like, well, we got somebody, and we're not going to overpay as a result of this.
But that's even less than Mike Williams, man.
I'm aware.
I didn't go into this thinking they were going to do less than last year. Adam Crowley, the Steelers have a two-game lead in the AFC North. They beat two of the 3-7-2 teams in the conference. The Chiefs are on the outside looking in, and they did nothing to improve. Sad. I'm not pissed off yet. Maybe if I read more of this stuff and hear more from you, as in our listeners, I could get there. I do think there were two wide receiver trades today, and they could have made either one. They could have made the Jacoby Myers deal. They could have made the Rashid Shaheed deal. Neither one of those trades, in my opinion, was prohibitive.
They didn't make them. They decided
picks got traded, and they've got extra day three picks.
Well, it sounds like they, what was it for Myers, the fourth and the sixth?
Yes.
Sounds like the sixth was the deal breaker.
And you are expected to have two.
A sixth-round pick should not be a deal breaker. It just shouldn't be.
412-928-9370. Here's Tim on the Fan. Hello, Tim. Tim, you there? Tim in the North Hills. First guy up on a busy trade deadline that didn't include the Steelers is some guy with no opinion whatsoever. Great. Let's see if Brian can do better. Hello, Brian.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're good.
Hey, don't talk much about trade line. I'm here from Indianapolis, and just really want to talk about my experience. I came over on Sunday.
Okay, you're calling to tell us what it was like as a Colts fan in Pittsburgh? Is that what you're doing?
Ready? Yes, sir.
We're not doing that right now. Thank you. I'm hanging up on you, too. All right. I'm sorry.
Our that might affect his opinion of Pittsburgh negatively,
Don. I don't care. We've got thousands of people literally watching on YouTube, listening to us, streaming us. With all due respect, they don't want to hear how a Colts fan experienced Pittsburgh. They want to hear what the heck happened at the trade deadline and why the Steelers didn't do anything. And I thought there would be thousands of people that want... I guess Crowley's in the minority. That people aren't worked up over nothing. Because if people were worked up over nothing, we'd have full phone lines right now.
Maybe our callers are asleep at the wheel like Omar was at the deadline.
Here is another Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hi, this is the same Tim, actually.
Oh, what the heck happened the first time, Tim?
I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. I was
Tim, he's on edge right now, so you better be bringing the goods here. Pony is just
I'll be tied. Okay, here we go.
Tim, goodbye, okay?
What the hell was that?
He had a first try, he doesn't get a second try. That's the mood I'm in right now.
Well, you're just being a jackass now.
No, I'm not.
He was getting ready to make his point.
Hold on a second, time out. You are the king of saying things like, I don't want salutations, get right to the
point.
Yes,
but he was responding.
Guy calls in.
He was responding to me giving him a hard time, and he was about to launch his point.
I already gave him a chance to talk. He wasn't ready. Therefore, he's lost my trust. You know who was always ready? Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Wow.
So I'm really upset about this.
You sound like it, Jeff.
I'm officially on the side now of the Pickens trade was a bad one.
Wow! Whoa! Now we're making headway. The Pickens trade was a bad one. Holy crap!
I can't help but think, like, what could have happened if they would have at least tried it now? Because I guess I thought all along that he had something else up his sleeve, and he had Butkus. And I mean, what in the hell are we hoarding all of these draft picks for? Aaron Rodgers, everybody seems to think maybe he'll be back next year. We don't know that. Go for it now. You are in first place in the division. I am tired of this problem persisting for 2+ years. And it's crazy to me. They keep making trades on defense. It's like the second somebody gets hurt on defense, oh my God, we got to get another safety in here. And it's like, and they don't do a damn thing for the offense. I don't understand.
Has Omar Khan let down his team, his organization, and its fans today?
So here's the thing with Omar. He has won a couple of really big trades in his tenure as Steelers GM.
Yeah, but you just said he lost a huge one in Pickens. You just said that.
Yeah, he obviously like won the Claypool trade, okay? And he obviously won the Minka trade, I would say. And I worry when a GM does that, that they try to thread the needle every time insofar as, like, let's make a – because those were both A-plus trades. So is it like, does he get to the point where he needs to make an A-plus trade?
I get what you're saying. He's the guy in a fantasy football league that tries to win every trade he makes. He can't make a fair trade. It's got to be a trade that he is absolutely getting the better end of. We don't know. We don't know how many real trade offers he makes. But if he was trying to get Jacoby Myers for like a 5th or 6th round pick, I would say you're right. If that's how it went down. I don't think... I just know this. Unless it got ridiculous, like seconds got thrown around, I wouldn't want Jacksonville to outbid me for a guy I really want.
And you know they really wanted him?
I mean, what did Adam Schefter say today? The Steelers were the other team involved.
Well, they must not have wanted him that bad.
Or he's got very strict... he's adhering to a very strict principles on what he's willing to give up with in trades.
He won't part with the next Antonio Brown or Tom Brady. No 6th-round picks.
Here is Zach in Irwin. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I absolutely hate this team. Every year I get my hopes up. They piss me off every year with this kind of stuff. You have Rodgers for 1 year. You have a defense that seems like they might be making a U-turn here. You obviously have a gap at receiver. There's receivers on the market. There's Waddle out there. If you really think that you can compete with Rodgers, I think giving up a first there is worth it. giving up the
Wait a minute,
time out.
You would have traded a first round pick for Waddle?
Hell yeah, I would.
I disagree with
Are
that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding at all.
How?
Because he's a number two receiver that's making almost $30 million a year. I don't trade a first round pick for that.
So out of our previous first round picks that we've made over the last how many years, you're telling me that you have confidence that we will outpick Waddle with our first round pick?
I think it's possible. I mean, do you think Derek Harmon was a bad pick?
I don't think he's ever going to be the caliber of player that Waddle is. And Waddle has a proven track record. He was the number one before.
Yes, he's also making about $25 million more per year than Derek Harmon.
If we have Rodgers for this year, we're in win-now mode. That shouldn't even matter to me.
Okay, so what happens next year when Rodgers isn't here?
That we got to figure it out. That's outside of our window.
And you won't have a first-round pick to take a quarterback.
Go for it.
Yeah, you have to within reason. I don't know. Adam Gretzo, I know you love Mulsey, basically said the same thing. He said that he would have considered the Sauce Gardner deal and trading two firsts for Sauce Gardner. I think that is absolutely, like...
I wouldn't do that.
Incredibly dumb.
I wouldn't do that because I think that's a very volatile position year to year.
I don't think he's been that good since his first 2 years. There, I said it. Like, I don't think he's unplayable, but I don't think he's been a star shutdown corner since his second year in the league. He's probably still better than what the Steelers have.
I would say,
but you give up two first round picks.
I wouldn't give up a first for Waddle, but if they had acquired Jalen Waddle somehow, he would immediately become their best receiver, in my opinion. I think he's better than Metcalf.
I'm not sure about that. I think it's close.
I mean, his numbers are very comparable, if not better. He was playing with Tyreek Hill as a complimentary player, but I've said this yesterday. Once Hill went out with an injury, Waddle's game picked up significantly. There was no like, uh-oh, Jalen Waddle's got more attention from opposing defenses. He's going to get bottled up. It was the opposite.
Donnie, bad enough trade deadline by Omar Khan where you're starting to sour on him?
I don't know if I would say I'd sour on the guy completely just because of the trade deadline, but they have had since, what, May? Is that when they traded?
Yeah.
Pickens? To find somebody truly viable for that number two receiver spot. And even though it seems like they have found a lot of their roster to be pretty sound, that continues to be one that they can't find and nail down.
Do you agree
Calvin
with
Calvin Austin, nice player, not wide receiver too.
Do you agree with what Jeff in South Park said? Doing nothing today makes that trade look worse now?
Yeah, and you guys know I wasn't a fan of the trade to begin with, but what did I get back was, oh, well, don't worry, they'll find somebody to fill that void. And yet again, we go by another year where that doesn't happen. But I hated the I didn't celebrate the trade like a lot of people did because I had a bad feeling they would not fill the void. And they
Yeah, I'm still okay with the trade because the Cowboys got smoked again with Pickens last night, and the Steelers, for all their warts, are 5-3.
And he was doing his silliness again.
And he also was not going to be on his best behavior here, so I'll continue to dig my heels in there and say it was the right trade to make.
Follow
and
us.
Wouldn't have helped them that much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch this. All right, it's 4:30. And that means it's time for the Donnie Debrief, brought to you by our friends at Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Pony wandered off with Nelly, presumably to somehow rig the PM team name game against me.
Sure.
It's Donnie's segment right here.
Throw that to me, Mulsey.
Yes, I'm throwing it to you. Now you're getting me all fired up. You don't want an angry Mulsey. Hell hath no fury like me, because I get irrationally mean when I get like this.
As opposed to just regular Mulsey mean.
I just think I say things that are much harder to take back when I get angry. Donnie, apparently, though, is being indisposed during his segment here.
While we wait for Donnie, here is William on the Steelers trade deadline. Hello, Will.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
I don't even know how to explain today. It just, you would think Omar Khan would make a move just to improve this roster. They already know it's an all-in year. How do you not make a move?
Well, I think it's a make-believe made up. I think it's a make-believe all-in year. I think it sounds cool to say. I think some Steelers players may have even like said something along those lines at training camp. It's not. They didn't, in the course of everything they've done, including the trade deadline, they didn't give up any long-term assets for 2026 and beyond. They gave up a 2025 second-round pick for DK, but that was probably with the idea in their head that they were going to have Aaron Rodgers for this year. They've got 3/3, a second, a first, fourths, fifths, sixths. They're loading up for this next draft. So, you know, going all in to me is you're willing to sacrifice things next year because this year means that much. They're not doing that. They're trying to have their cake and eat it too. They're trying to win with Aaron Rodgers while not sacrificing or dipping into next year. And that was the decision that they made at this deadline, in my opinion. Like, ooh, multiple picks in next year's draft? Nah, we might need those. But I think that's a little short-sighted. And if I were Aaron Rodgers, I would be disappointed that Seattle and Jacksonville were willing to go a little bit further to get a wide receiver than this team.
Why would you be disappointed? They got a guy on their practice squad that he has sung the praises of.
Well, then your theory was proven right then. They got that guy to pacify Rodgers, like, hey, we're not going to go out and make the
what's
big
to say
move,
that,
but here's your buddy, here's your friend,
wait, what's to
who
say
you
that,
think can still play.
What's to say that Rodgers doesn't say to them, sign this guy, doesn't cost you anything, I don't really know a ton about the other two
and
players.
And I can make him just as good as those guys.
Yeah, I have more trust in him.
Okay, if they did that, how would you feel about the move then? You trust Rodgers?
I trust him more based on how he's played, yes.
But I think I don't. To me, like,
I mean, I think Myers would have been a good fit, but like, my God, Garrett Wilson, I think, is a top 12 or so wide receiver, and Rodgers couldn't figure it out with him.
We played this game with Ben. Ben wanted to, you know, act like personnel man and would act like Ryan Switzer could be the next Wes Welker. You know, just play quarterback. Let your GM and let your front office handle the player side of things. So if Aaron Rodgers went to them and vociferously argued for MVS over these other guys, that wouldn't honestly hold a lot of water for me. Nor should it. Like, do you think MVS is as good as Jacoby Myers?
No.
Do you think he's better than Shaheed?
I think he and Rashid Shaheed are similar style players, and Shaheed is just
one guy's in his
significantly
prime and the
younger.
Other one isn't. Exactly.
I mean, that's the difference.
Donnie, you're back for the debrief. You all right?
Yeah, that was our boss that called us about some Monday programming with Pitt basketball going on.
Uh-oh, is it bad?
No.
Okay.
He just had questions.
Content Craig was on the line.
The boss had questions for you about what was going to be on.
You know
our
what?
Air.
I'm gonna throw multiple people under the bus here. Mean Mulsey is back. Pony steps out to go talk to Nelly and commiserate about.
Talk to Nelly.
Well, I saw you both walk out the door at the same time because Nelly walked in here talking about how to screw me over in the name game, and then Content Craig at 4:30 calls you. Does he know when our segment starts? Does he know when the debrief starts every day? What the hell are people doing?
The debrief, November 4, 2025. All I really wanted to talk about was how Tom Brady cloned his dog.
I was going to save that for the hodgepodge, and I didn't want to say anything to you about it, but I'm glad you saw it. I think it's messed up. I think it's another weird thing, a weird move by a weird freak of a human being.
Weird freak.
He is.
I love it.
It is very odd.
No.
I'm a fan of it.
He rescued that dog, and it's all about some company that I guarantee you is paying him a ton of money for this.
Well, yeah. So the dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences,
glad they got a pop.
a company that Brady is an investor in.
There's a shock.
Yeah, I don't like that part of it per se, but if you told, like...
Here, I'll tell you why it's bad. I'm going to tell you why it's bad. You can tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm a big jerk. Tell me I'm a real ass.
You're a big jerk and a real ass.
Yeah, I know. I mean, no one hates me more than me. Anyway, he's got this dog that he loved. Anybody who's owned a dog, I think, understands that kind of bond that you tend to form. I have two dogs. I will sob like a baby when that day comes for both of them. He then cloned the dog because he's an investor in this company. He rescued that dog that got cloned. He should have gone out and rescued another dog. He should have. There are plenty of dogs that I'm sure would love to be owned by Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Don't clone your old dog. Go get a completely new dog.
I disagree. If I can get my two dogs back for a second go round, I'm in. Sign me up. Sign me up for Cammy 2.0. Sign me up for Poppy 2.0. I want to run it back with those guys. Like, it would take all of the, I mean, this is messed up because it's not technically them, the next dog, but it would ease a lot of the anxiety that I have about losing both of them.
I would look at it and be like, that's clone Larry. That's clone Lance.
I think you'd get over it pretty quickly.
No, I wouldn't.
Because you would know in your heart of hearts.
That's not the real deal. That's not the real McCoy.
Now, our buddy Ken Carmen chimed in on this, and I kind of agree. He said it's a little pet cemetery-ish.
Yeah, just don't. The whole thing is creepy. Oh, Ken's right.
Well, he's a Stephen King lover now all of a sudden here. Ken knows about.
He's right, though. I just go.
You go bury the thing in the Indian burial ground, and then you're going to be in trouble.
It's just very self-centered by Brady. Back, it's all about, like, this is my best friend, so I'm going to make another one.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief. Thank you, Don.
You think the dog's pissed off that the Steelers didn't do anything at the deadline? What's your one-word summation, clone dog? Woof.
I like Alan Saunders. I think he does a very thorough job of covering the Steelers. I think one thing that he likes to do on Twitter that I don't do...
is argue constantly with people and send 250 tweets in a thread. Yeah.
Is talk down to people. I'll do that on the air. He does that on Twitter. I guess we have different places to scratch that itch, so this is not me being judgmental at all when I say that. So he's going through that right now on Twitter because he's got people that read him, which is a compliment, that are disappointed with what the Steelers didn't do at the deadline. And so one guy called him out and said, you said on whatever show he was on that they needed a wide receiver and needed a safety. And Allen popped back and said, just because they need them doesn't mean there's a good move out there to be made. And said, and they did upgrade at safety. Okay, we'll see. Duggar, one for one so far. You know, I can't argue with that. So far, even though the Boston people said the guy was basically, ready for the glue factory, Old Yeller, he had a great game. And, like, as far as, like, he didn't go out there and screw up when he had no prep time.
I think Mike said the thing he liked the most was that he looked fluid, like he knew where he was supposed to be. It wasn't like he was making splash plays.
I guess my fundamental argument in disagreement with any Steelers insider or Steelers fan on this is going to be, explain to me why, if you think Shaheed or Jacoby Myers is a good wide receiver too, why giving up two day three picks when you potentially have 12 picks in the next draft is a bad thing? Is like this, whoa. Clearly it's not paying too much because two teams just paid it. Two teams just said, yes, that's fair value or fair return back for this player. So I'm not saying something that's completely asinine. We just saw the deals get made. Myers makes them a much better team. He's a reliable, dependable number two wide receiver. We're talking about Jericho Cotchery off the air. He's a souped up version of that guy. You know where he's going to be. And he's going to catch the ball. I like guys like that. I like them a lot more than 5'8" guys who try to jump over people. Like, who's the guy that did the flop at Oregon who has the, on the,
right? Fosbury.
Fosbury, yeah.
Dick Fosbury.
All right? I want guys who are steady Eddies, like Tomlin called Keenan Allen today.
Well, I would love to see, and we won't hear from Omar Khan on this, but I guess you could ask Mike Tomlin next week. Mike, Jacoby Myers was a name connected to you guys. What was the interest level? And he won't answer
it. He won't. He'll say he's on another roster now. It's a hypothetical, blah, 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 blah.
So we can only,
I'm worried about
we can
the 53
only be led
here.
To believe that if they were a team that was into the bidding and was down to the final three, that they just didn't like him as much as the other two teams.
There you go. They liked him, but they didn't like him enough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.